KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 60 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, Atlantic is celebrating its 150th year of being a city, and there are many events going on throughout the year, as evidenced by the continually updated list on the city's website. But many have questioned when a big event to commemorate the celebration will be held. On Tuesday, it was determined that all the elements will come together October 13th in conjunction with the Atlantic Fireman's Parade. What happens in between is up to you, the people of Atlantic. During a press briefing Tuesday afternoon at City Hall, Mayor Dave Jones, City Clerk Barb Barrick, and Steve Livengood, the latter two of which have formed the Sesquicentennial Committee, stressed that this is your celebration, Atlantic, and it's up to your group, organization, or committee to come up with a plan on what you want to see happen and then make it happen through volunteers.
You know, there's a lot of things happening, but they're all just individual things. And, you know, the community, and I get beat up so much on, well, the last one, the centennial, they did this. And I've said it over and over, 317 people, 317 names in the souvenir program for the centennial. I couldn't write down 40 names that are involved in this operation, and a souvenir program is not anything anybody needs. So the reason that it happened great last time is because people were involved.
Livengood said nothing is off the table. He said people can organize a quilting bee, a thresher show, a baseball game, or anything you want for that matter, and the committee will help to coordinate those events to the benefit of visitors and citizens. There's no shortage of ideas, according to Barrick, Livengood, and Mayor Jones, just the means to pull off the event with volunteers.
It still gets down to an easy, a couple organizations. Right now there's a lot of talk, a lot of chatter about the centennial celebration. What's not happening, you know, what can happen. And those same groups of people can get together and start saying, okay, you guys can still make it happen. It's your Sesquicentennial, citizens of Atlantic, groups of Atlantic, you know, it could be Knights of Columbus, it could be the Kiwanis. I mean, you start working together and get it done.
Jones was asked why the chamber isn't involved in the Sesquicentennial.
Too much stuff going on, Lanning Fest. I thought it'd be a great fit. Once I went to the board meeting, they said, we'll just stay with Atlantic Fest. You guys do. We'll support you all you want, but we're going to do Atlantic Fest, and then you guys do what you need to do, because they got all these sponsors for Atlantic Fest. We can't do that. I said, well, can't you just call it the Great 150th Atlantic Fest? Well, no. In a nutshell.
A meeting of the Sesquicentennial Committee will take place 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, May 22nd, in the Council's chambers at City Hall. They ask you to bring your plan, not your idea, and how you and your group will pull it off, no matter how big or how small your plan is. And that doesn't mean that if your group or organization has planned something for later in the year that it can't be done. The main focus now is having events going on all day, or at least most of the day, on October 13th. For a list of current events taking place this year, you can go to the website, AtlanticIowa.com/Atlantic, and look for the Sesquicentennial Celebration link on the front of the page, which will take you to a PDF calendar that's updated as events or activities are added and made known. There's also information on the Atlantic Sesquicentennial Facebook page. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet during a regular session this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. That meeting begins with a public hearing on the 2017-18 amended certificate. Budget, which as presented does not call for an increase in taxes paid in the fiscal year that ends this June 30th. Instead, the change in estimates of expenditures will be financed from increased receipts and balances not budgeted or considered in the current budget. One of the action items on their agenda this evening concerns the 2018 master contract with the Atlantic Education Association representing the district's certified staff. During the meeting, Superintendent Steve Barber is expected to recommend the board approve the tentative agreement as presented. The agreement as proposed calls for a $480 increase in the base with no step movement. The total package increases 1.9% for a total cost to the district of $139,367. In other business, the board will act on the resignations of high school paraeducator Brian Thompson and middle school ELA teacher Jennifer Hartwig. They'll also act on approving bids for milk, bread, and trash collection, along with a 70-30 sharing agreement for Atlantic's business manager with the CAM school district. CAM receives the services of the Atlantic school district business manager Sarah Sheeter 30% of the time with the agreement. In return, CAM will provide 30% of the cost associated with the shared position. And since the business manager position is one that fits under the operational sharing legislation, each district will receive additional revenue. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 31-year-old Craig Stephen Mum of Anita was arrested April 30th on numerous charges. They include domestic abuse assault, possession of marijuana first offense, possession of prazolam and clonazepam first offense, reckless use of a firearm, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Mum was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $4,000 bond. This past Sunday, Mum was arrested again. The latest charge was for violation of a no-contact order, and he was released the following day on his own recognizance. Also on May the 1st, Cass County deputies arrested 31-year-old Aaron Lee Eichen of Atlantic on charges of possession of marijuana third or subsequent offense and OWI first offense. Eichen was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. In the funeral announcements, Martha Eskov, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Friday. Funeral services for Martha Eskov will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ruby Beekman, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Ruby Beekman will be today at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Jr. Murray, age 88, of Harlan, died Saturday. Graveside services for Dale Murray will be today at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Keith Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Keith Kenyon will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Neil Scott Fryer, age 52, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Neil Fryer will be tomorrow at noon at the Camblin Edition of Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Phyllis Kay, age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Phyllis Kay will be this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Carol Sampson, age 74, of Exira, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Carol Sampson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.